This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Hear that? That's the sound of the T-Mobile and Sprint merger. Oh, you didn't hear anything? Oh, maybe that's because there's nothing to hear because it's moving so slowly. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. We will get to T-Mobile and Sprint in a minute, but first, couple developments. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the U.S. and China are close to wrapping up the first phase of a trade deal. We've also got some interesting retail sales numbers. Let's bring in Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Sibley.
So Larry Kudlow says the U.S. and China are close to a deal. I feel like we've heard that so many times before. What do you think markets make of that, if anything?
Everyone at this point is highly skeptical. We heard just yesterday that the odds of a deal were very low because the Chinese don't want to make numerical promises on agriculture imports. Let's just say we're hopeful.
All right. Well, moving to something more concrete, the Commerce Department said retail sales increased 0.3% last month, which is good compared to September, which had a 0.3% drop. Is this good news?
The thing is that 0.3 drop in September, you pointed out, was a revision. And those downward revisions meant it was a little weaker than expected. I think that the critical thing about retail sales is that for the last two quarters, consumers have pretty much carried the economy single-handedly. There's just no contribution at all from business spending. It's good that we still have growth. But it is now, looking back at the last 3 months, a little less growth than we thought we had.
Okay, something to keep an eye on. Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Sabri.
Colin Kaepernick has a shot at making it back on an NFL team with a private tryout tomorrow. Kaepernick hasn't played in 3 years after he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality. He claimed teams colluded to keep him out, but he settled with the league earlier this year. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on what some team owners may be thinking.
Why this tryout is happening in week 11 of the 17-week NFL season has a lot of folks scratching their heads.
It's unclear what's going on here.
Dan Kaplan covers the NFL for the sports website The Athletic. He says coaches have long had the opportunity to sign Kaepernick, but were worried about fallout from the league and from franchise owners.
The fact is, he was a mid-tier quarterback, and that's not the type of player a team is willing to take a lot of public heat for.
Lori Latrice Martin is a professor of African American Studies at Louisiana State University. She says for all the backlash the league got in 2016, there's a large group of fans who might watch more football if Kaepernick comes back.
The NFL can benefit from the support that Kaepernick has showed in the community.
But some worry about the league's motivation. Kaepernick's former teammate Eric Reed told reporters the move is a PR stunt. Normally, these tryouts are during the work week, when it's easier for team representatives to attend. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
All right, back to T-Mobile and Sprint. They have been talking about merging for a year and a half. It's been signed off on by two federal agencies, but it is still taking forever. And now it might take a little longer. T-Mobile CEO John Legere, who is supposed to still be in charge after the two companies merge, is reportedly in talks to move to WeWork. WeWork, the very troubled shared office space company. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR reports.
It was a 95-degree day in June, and employees were having a party on Sprint's campus in the Kansas City suburb of Overland Park. They were celebrating the remodel of Sprint's headquarters, which went from marble and mahogany to WeWork-style open spaces, sofas, and cool phone booths.
I would like to use this day first to celebrate our new building.
What CEO Michel Combe didn't point out was Sprint's missing logo. The number 4 wireless provider has been working on a merger with number 3 T-Mobile in what analysts say is the longest approval process in memory. Blair Levin of the Brookings Institution used to work for the Federal Communications Commission.
At every step, this process has involved things that have never happened before.
Levin says there are several reasons for that. The FCC chairman's early signal that he'd approved the plan despite questions, the Department of Justice sending the plan back to the company to rework, and a coalition of state attorneys general stepping up with a lawsuit to block the merger.
In fact, usually the FCC, the DOJ, and the states are all on the same side. In this case, you actually have 3 different groups and really 3 different opinions. So it's pretty weird.
While lobbying for the deal in Washington, T-Mobile executives reported spending nearly $200,000 at the Trump International Hotel. Monica Olivan is an editor at Fierce Wireless.
There have been some unorthodox, some unusual happenings in this particular proceeding. So there's certainly politics involved in this.
Still pending is a lawsuit filed by 15 state attorneys general. It argues that the merger would raise prices for all consumers, but hit low-income customers especially hard. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.